What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Molten's Mind and Body. Today, we're going to be doing MMB episode number 4. And what we're going to be talking about is patience. The dreaded word patience that everyone has none of. And I think because of society, because of the pressure of to do more, to be successful at a young age or just be successful in general, none of us have patience. We see these people going, because of social media, famous overnight, successful overnight, making tons of money overnight, when really, most cases, it's happening with 10, 20 years in the making, but we're only seeing them in the last 1% become famous on social media. There's a lot of work that goes into evolve to being successful, building a business, building a brand, going to school and finally making your way, working yourself up in the company. Whatever your goal may be, I think we need to be patient and we have to focus on our goals, not what society thinks we need to do or what other people think we need to do or what their impression of what we're doing is. It's very, very easy to fall in a circle of doing something because you're worried about the judgment of others. I think Gary Vee says this best, and I think this is one of the best things I love about him, is most of the time we're not doing what we want to do because of the judgment of others. We're not successful in whatever, you know, way that is for us, whether that's financially, whether that's career, whether that's relationship. There's so many things that we do because we're worried about what others are going to think, whether our family's going to think, if we break up in this relationship, because it isn't healthy or it's toxic, of what others are going to think of us. Maybe simply we're staying in a job because it has a great 401k and a great 30-year plan, but we're miserable every day, but you went to school because you felt like you had to and do this because your parents told you to. Now you're in a job, so your friends and family are going to think you're crazy to just quit the job. Something as simple as that. Or let's talk about business. Let's say you want to start your own business and you're starting to do something on the side and you're not getting any support because it's not normal. Or maybe you're living in a little apartment, paycheck to paycheck, doing part-time work and just trying to survive so you can go all in on a business that no one believes in because it's not the norm. Luckily, things like that are becoming more normal. There are more people because of social media being able to build their own business and do their own thing. But at the same time, I don't think everyone realizes the amount of time and effort that go into building a business and a brand. I think everyone thinks it's very easy. It happens very quickly. There's a lot of effort. And if you don't want to work 80 hours a week, then I wouldn't recommend having your own business because it's all on your shoulders, all the responsibility. There's a lot of stress. So there's a lot of benefits to it. But at the same time, I think you have to think what works best for you. And that goes back to the topic of being patient, figuring out what you want. And the only thing you can do is try things. You know, it's okay to try things and fail or realize a year or two and you don't like it. Go on to the next thing and then on to the next thing. But there is a big view on, I guess, you know, leaving a job or leaving a company or doing different things that isn't, the norm of that old 30-year plan. Why be miserable in something you don't enjoy because you're worried about what others are going to think? I think that's the biggest thing. And being patient and trying things and being the process. If you're going to live to 90 years old, having your life figured out at 22 or 30 is kind of crazy to me. If you do and you're one of those few people that have your life figured out in a way of that you know what you love, you know what you like, that's awesome. But guess what? 10 years, you may not love that anymore. Maybe you want to try something different. So I think we're always evolving. We're always changing. And I think that's what we need to be aware of and stop putting pressure on people at a young age, especially to know what they want. And I think we need to be patient and, you know, tell people that are 16, 18, 20, 22, 30 years old, you know, as long as you're working hard and you're trying to work on yourself and you're working on goals, trying to get better, that's all you can ask. I don't think we need to pressure people into finding a specific career as much as we need to try things and continue to be motivated and push them to get better each day. Not as much of like you need your life figured out and then settle for a job you don't like because it's stable. I think stability is awesome. Stability is amazing, especially at times like this. But really, we need to focus on having some stability if you need it, but at the same time, continuing to get better each day. Be patient, chase your goals, and stop listening to society and stop listening to people that are putting any negative stuff into your head. Be positive. and find people that support your goals, that are doing what you want to do, and get underneath their wing and continue to push forward and just find the best you possible. That's all I want from everybody. That's what I strive to myself to do, is to continue to just get better each day. So I hope that helped you. Let's go, everybody. Be patient. Take one day at a time and start following your goals, your path, and let's push the negativity out and find the people that do support you and surround yourself with them. Hope you enjoyed today. I look forward to doing the next MMB daily vlog. Till next time, everybody, have a good day.